Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome, Love Journey family. Welcome, Blog Talk family. Welcome, Teleconference family. Welcome. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Love Journey. Yes, thank you for those who got out early to chant. Wow, it was beautiful chanting. I missed the chant goddess. Nobody can do it like her, though. All right, we're going to get started with There's Nothing Better Than Love by Mesa and Kevin.
There's nothing better than love. I fell asleep late last night, and I dreamed the night and almost half the day away. I just got up so that I could hear her say she's still in love and no one can take her love away.
Ooh, love wakes me up every day, and I thought no one could ever make me feel this way. Every time I hear him say he's still in love and no one can take his love away.
I wanna be loved. There's nothing better than love. What in the world could you ever be thinking of? It's better by far. So let yourself reach for
to guess what's going on inside my head.
Try to know all the things that our hearts say. Listen to love and always get love to lead the way. I wanna be loved.
There's nothing better. It's better by far. So let yourself reach for that star and go no matter how far to the one you love. Love woke me up this morning. Oh my God, I love that song. Thank you for tuning in to The Love Journey. Yes, 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 this is The Love Journey. It is Friday, and you know what we do on Friday. We talk about our relationship to money. But we're reading a book this week called The Seed, Working with Our Purpose and Our Passion. This book has been such a blessing to my soul. Thank you for being a part of The Love Journey. Thank you for tuning in today. Of all the places you could have been, you decided to be right here with me, Janine and Ingram, on The Love Journey. That was Mesa and Kevin. Nothing is better than love. We're going to get ready and tune in. turn in to the almighty present, the beloved I Am God. And we want to get ready and breathe, recognizing that there really is only one power and one presence in this whole universe. On this line, we recognize that divine source as God, the good, the omnipotent, everywhere present, recognizing there is not a spot that our God is not. Come on, Holy Spirit, do your stuff. And as we turn within, become still and know that I am God. Oh, I'm just so grateful. Be still and know that I am God. And I want you to take in a deep breath, breathing in through your nose. Hold it to the point of vibration. Hold it to the count of eight and release through your mouth. Remember to breathe into the heart because it's the heart that has wisdom. Let's breathe, family. And don't forget to breathe deeply. Breathe into the diaphragm. Let's breathe. And release, release, release. Be still and know that I am God. Breathe, family. Release. Sometimes we forget to breathe. I want us to breathe, breathe deeply. The breath helps us to center our mind. You know, breath comes from the Latin root word, spiritus, meaning breath. Interesting that breath and spirit is synonymous. You become present when you're present to your breath. You become present to the spirit, to the greater version. You get into your center. You get centered. That's why it's important to breathe. We practice this breath because I want you to learn when you feel anxiety and you feel off your square to always center your mind. Become still and know that you are God. And breathe. Breathe, family. And release. Breathe, family. Just be present with your breath. Be still and know that I am God.
Somebody told me the other day I need a bra.
What in the world? Be still and know that I am God. And so in this final moment, as we center in our mind and center in our thoughts, I want us to become very present with our physical presence, knowing we are one with the One. As we call forth the higher mind presence, the beloved I am consciousness, as we speak to the transforming power, we're going to have Ayana give us a money forgiveness prayer. Forgiving our relationship to money. Opening up our hearts for the profuse winds of abundance. Recognizing that there is only one source, one power, that is God, the good, who is all there is. And money is just another form of God's energy. Let's pray, family.
Day 10, a prayer of forgiveness. I forgive myself for judging my relationship with money. I now consciously and willingly call forth the Holy Spirit and the consciousness of the higher mind I am into every cell, every atom, every molecule, every tissue, every organ, every muscle, and every living system in my being, asking to have transformed every energy, every pattern, every belief, every program, every idea, every attitude, every perception, every expectation, every intention, and every behavior and motivation related to money, wealth, and abundance, bringing it into alignment with the perfect will of God. I now consciously and willingly call forth the Holy Spirit and the consciousness of the higher mind I am into every atom, every molecule, every cell, every tissue, every organ, every muscle, and every living system in my being, asking to have transformed every energy, every pattern, every belief, every program, every idea, every attitude, every perception, every expectation, every intention, and every behavior and motivation related to money, bringing it into alignment with the perfect peace of God. I now consciously and willingly call forth the Holy Spirit and the consciousness of the higher mind I am into every atom, every molecule, every cell, every tissue, every organ, every muscle, and every living system in my being, asking to have transformed every energy, every pattern, every belief, every program, every idea, every attitude, every perception, every expectation, every intention, and every behavior and motivation related to money, bringing it into perfect alignment with the perfect love of God. For this I am so grateful, and so it is. Today, I forgive myself for judging my relationship with money.
Amen. And so it is. And as we move forward in our call today, I just pray blessings upon blessings to each and every person under the sound of my voice, Holy Spirit. I call forth profuse winds of abundance, Holy Spirit. I call forth from the higher mind consciousness of every cell in our living body, the money, the financial substance, the abundance to move in this and navigate through in this land with more than enough in this right now moment. God, I ask you to spiritually multiply our bank accounts in this right now moment, God. I ask you to spiritually multiply every dime, every dollar, every nickel, every quarter in our pocketbook, in our wallets, in our drawers, in our pockets, anywhere our money is located. I ask you to bless it and multiply it in this right now moment, God. I ask you to bless every dime in our pockets, every nickel, every $100 bill, every $1 bill, $5 bill, $10, whatever source and number and denomination. I ask you to spiritually multiply it today. I'm asking for more than enough, God. I'm asking you to turn our financial situation so that, God, we can call forth the millionaires and billionaires you have called forth our people to be today, God. I'm calling forth an anointing over the land, God, a financial abundance anointing over the Love Journey land, asking each and every person to be blessed today, God. I'm asking for an anointing over, like Solomon, God, an anointing of Solomon for my people, God, for our people, for your people, God, that they will be so blessed, God, for the anointing of Abraham over their life, that even the blessed will call them blessed. I'm asking for a blessing of Solomon so that they will not only have the wealth but the wisdom and the discernment, God, as we move forward and blessing our relationship to money, blessing the energy and opening our consciousness to attract and magnetize more of the energy and expression of money in our life. The money will chase us and overtake us. It will be so much profuse winds of abundance in our life that money will never be a concern when we have to make a choice. We thank you, God, for your profuse winds of abundance over each and every person's life, and that we make such wise choices that even our seeds will be blessed by our money choices today. I pray this prayer in the consciousness of Christ, in the name, nature, and consciousness of Christ. Thank you, God. Amen. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, God. Good morning, good morning, good morning, universe. Good morning to the birds, the bees, the flowers, the trees. Good morning to the sun and the moon and the stars. Good morning to the earth, the wind, the fire, the water. Good morning to the ethers. Good morning, universe. Just good morning. And to all the energy, the land, the soil, the flowers, the bees, the trees. Oh, the amazing universe. Good morning to our most beneficent angelic family. Good morning, angels, as we invite and invoke your presence. Good morning, angels. And good morning to our archangels. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Good morning, archangels, as we invite and invoke the presence of the archangels. Good morning, ascended masters, as we invite and invoke your presence. Oh, and good morning to our spirit guides and our master guides, as we invite and invoke the presence of the spirit guides and the master guides and Good morning. Good morning to our ancestors. Special homage to my mom. Good morning, Mom. Good morning, Miss Anastasia McAdoo. Thank you, thank you, thank you. As we pay homage to those who walked this journey before, yes, as we give thanks for our known and unknown ancestors, as we give thanks for those who sacrificed their lives, I pay special homage to Miss Anastasia McAdoo today, thanking her for being the vehicle that brought me to this planet. I give thanks to those who sacrificed their life to leave a legacy called us today. Thank you, ancestors. Collette Grant, we pay special homage to you. As we give thanks for the ancestors today, we invite and invoke all the presence of all of our ancestors to eat at the table of success today with us at the Love Journey table. We pay homage to those who came before us. And as we send love to those who will come after us, as we stand here in honor of our descendants today, we give thanks to our ancestors and those who will come behind us. Good morning, ancestors. Good morning, Miss Anastasia McAdoo. Come and sit at the table with us. And good morning, my brothers and sisters. Good morning, good morning, good morning, my kings and queens. Love to the gods and goddesses. Oh, the God in me wants to greet and honor the God in you. The light in me wants to greet and honor the light in you. The love in me greets and honor the love in you this morning. And I just want to tell you, I am so grateful. So grateful, so grateful on this day. So grateful for the love. So grateful for the light. Thank you for the friendship. Thank you for the community called the Love Journey. As I sit here, I just want to thank each and every one of you from the depth of my heart. Because this community has been such a blessing in expanding and growing who I am, how I show up in the planet. And I just cannot honor and give thanks enough for each and every one of you. So today I send love out to all of you all, thanking you in your own special way for how you've touched my life. And I'm just honored to be the one to facilitate this line. I'm just honored to be in the presence of such great, beautiful, amazing people like each and every one of you. Your love, your support, your texts, emails, your prayers has been the wind beneath my wings. So as I sit here and today in this full heart, I say, love you. I am so absolutely grateful for each and every one of you all. My life would not have been the same without my Love Journey community. And so I wanted to just stop. I know I say thank you a lot, and I just wish it could be another word. I wish I could take my heart out my body and just place it in the middle of this call that you would know how much I appreciate you all. So today, I'm thanking you from the profoundness of my heart, from the depth of my soul. I thank you so much for being a part of the Love Journey, for being a part of my community, for being a part of what makes me who I am today. As I watched Beyonce's Lemonade video with my good daughters and had conversation, I just thank God for our ancestors. I thank God for our community. I thank God for the sisterhood. I thank God for our relationships to my brothers. She did such a phenomenal job. And it just made me be really think deep on how important you all are in my life. And so I just wanted to take a few minutes to just let you all know, thank you. Every time I had a final, it was your prayers. Thank you. It was your love. Thank you. It was your support. Thank you. So as I walked across that stage yesterday, all I could think is, I wish I could have flew all of you all in yesterday to be a part of my celebration. Because in my heart, you walked with me across that stage. It was the Love Journey family. I have to honestly say, I appreciate you all so much, and thank you. And I know we got not a lot of time, so I'm going to move on, and we're going to sing our love song. But thank you so much. Jackie, Jackie, Jackie.
I'm here, I'm here, I'm here. I had to wipe the tears from my eyes. Thank you.
Let the tears flow, girl, because the tears are flowing for mine.
Yes. Just as you were walking across that stage, the other stage, I too will be walking across. Thank you so much.
Amen.
You are who you are, and you allow us to come to the call each and every day, just as we are. And I get filled each and every time I come to the call with more and more love to carry on.
Yes.
I thank you, Lady Love. And I love you too, Love Journey family, because I just don't know. I just don't know where I would be without the Love Journey. So thank you, Lady Love, for this journey of love.
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay, family, good God morning, good God morning, peace and blessings. We keeping the love flowing and keeping it growing because, you know, we are all about love. Good morning to our Blog Talk Radio family, sending you love and light and peace and blessings. This is what we continue to do in our love soak. We plant that seed of love. And we shower it with our love song, I Love Myself So Much, so that I can love you so much, so that you can love yourself so much, so that you can keep on loving me. So come on, family, unmute those phones, and let's do this on a count of three. One, two, three, let's do it. I love myself so much.
So I can love you so much.
And
you can love me so much.
So you can
keep on loving me.
Oh, yes, I love myself so much.
So I can love you so much.
And you can love me so much.
So you can keep loving me. We love you. I love you so much. I love you, family.
Yes, yes.
Thank you.
Keep it flowing because it's all about love. Back to you, Lady Love. Namaste.
Yeah, it's all about love. We're going to invite our beautiful, amazing Mama Joy.
Oh, my. Good morning.
Good morning.
Graduate. Oh, my goodness. Don't we have a model in the house? Thank you, blessed lady. Thank you. Thank you so much. Oh, this is Reverend Mama Joy. On this Friday, last Friday of April, 2016, just acknowledging the presence of the Most Holy and our ancestors, Hallelujah, and reminding you that you're children of the Most High, rock steady God, who promises to never leave you nor forsake you. And we're so grateful, God, hallelujah, for this day and for this Lady Love graduate that comes our way Monday through Friday and reminds us of your greatness, God. This morning, as I'm reading in your piece of the rock this morning, little Jesus is, your piece of the rock this morning as I'm reading from the Daily Inspiration for Better Living is, I forgive myself.
Mm.
Your piece of the rock this morning is, I forgive myself. Over many years, we may have meditated, we may have read recommended texts, and we may have participated in forgiveness workshops. But, oh, bless little Jesus, yet we still find ourselves falling short of our expectations. Falling short of our expectations of overcoming this recurring emotion of feeling hurt. All reactions that we thought were released may surface unexpectedly, and we once more find ourselves wrestling with irritation, and we find ourselves wrestling with impatience. And if this is true, and only you know that, only you know the truth of you, sweethearts. It's time to practice forgiveness. Forgiveness starts with forgiving ourselves. Mm-hmm. Forgiving ourselves for focusing so much attention on outer conditions. We can decide right now. Let's decide, little Jesus says, right now, to do better. Right now, let's try this firm affirmation. Enough, no more. I release this entire situation and all involved with a blessing. I let it go right now. I allow love to flow in both directions, in and out. Huh? I am at peace. I have set myself free to function as a beloved child of God. All is forgiven. Thank you, God. All is forgiven. Thank you, God. The scripture is Matthew 6:12 reads, and forgive us our debts as we also have forgiven our debtors. Amen, amen. Namaste. Adieu. Thank you.
Well, Mama Joy, I have a favor.
Okay. Can I resist you?
Will you lead us and we repeat after you the last part that they tell us to do where all is forgiven? So would you please start six of phones and let's repeat after Mama Joy those words of forgiveness. If you're in a position.
Yes. Firm. Thank you, love. Sure. Enough. Our phones.
Enough.
Enough. No more.
Enough. No more.
No more.
I release this entire situation.
I release any and all situations.
And all situations. With a blessing.
And all is a blessing.
I let it go now.
I let it all go right now.
I allow love to flow.
I allow love to flow.
In both directions. In and out. I am at peace.
I am in absolute peace.
I have set myself free. Free to function.
Free to function.
free to function as a beloved child of God.
Free to function as a beloved child of God.
All is forgiven.
All is forgiven.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, God.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Bless you.
Thank you, God. 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 Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, God.
Yes, Lord. Thank you,
God. Thank you. No, you. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, thank you for each and every one of you who opened up your line, and those who didn't get a chance to open it, but you did it in your space. Thank you. And those who will come back and do it, thank you. Thank you for forgiveness, Holy Spirit. Forgiving the most important person, and that's ourselves. Thank you, God. Wow. All right, we're going to open up this line. Today is Millionaire Mind Conversation Cafe. I have a beautiful and amazing co-host, a lady who just puts it down in every area of her life. I got to show her some love. And I just want to say from my heart to Chastity, I love you. I love the woman you show up as. You are amazing. Let's open up the line for our Chastity L. Wells. Let's show love, love, love.
You are absolutely amazing. Good morning, good morning, our wonderful graduate. Oh, my God. I could have reposted every picture that y'all posted. I just appreciate you guys sharing it. And I'm like, that's my girl, that's my girl. So I am so proud of you today. I love you all the way from Ohio to Georgia and back to Chicago, baby. You rock. You rock, and part of the reason of me being the goddess and the woman that I am outside of my mama is because I have a great friend, mentor, leader in you. So I thank you for answering your call because, hey, I wouldn't even remember how to play with these tools that I'm learning to use every day. So thank you.
All right. Thank you so much
for this opportunity. So let's get ready to rock and roll and jump into this meet. Of the seed. I'm ready to go.
All right. She says she playing with her tools. You know, Reverend, I say you can't lose with the stuff you use when you
That's
use
it.
Your spiritual tools. Right now.
Yes. So what I really wanted to do real quick, Janine, is I wanted to recap real quick from last week. Just a couple of key points because last week we kind of detoured a little bit. I know I was having headset issues, and I apologize about that, Love Journey. I purchased a new headset, and it wasn't until that call that I realized I actually need to get another headset. So it's not really working. It works great for workouts, but it's not real good for conference calls. So anyway, I do want to make sure we stay on point today because these chapters coming up is really the foundation of everything that while we're reading this book. And it's really going to set the platform for the next book that we're going to read as well. So I really just want to make sure we dig in and we really have some meat to really deal with during this time, especially during this very reflective weekend that's coming upon us. So in chapter 19, one of the points that I wanted to bring out was when Josh made it back home to Dharma, who's his dog, and, she was very happy to see Josh. And I'm just paraphrasing because I just want to recap. I'm not going to do the whole detail of it for the sake of time. But she was very happy to see him. And though dogs have an inability to be able to speak, they're still very happy and present in that moment. Whereas with us humans, we focus so much on the past and the future that we are not able to enjoy the gift of the present. And I just really wanted to recap that for every last one of us because I know that that was something that I struggled with for a very long time. And I still have to be conscious enough to be present in this moment because in this moment is where we're still learning and it's truly our gift from God. Yes, we absolutely should prepare for our future, but enjoy the moment of now. Whether it's good in your mind or bad in your mind, it's all in preparation. So I just really wanted to recap that because it's really, really, really vital for the rest of the message that we're getting ready to prepare for. And then in chapter 20, if you didn't have anything to add to that, Janine, I was going to go on to my next recap, and then we can just go on right into the next chapter because I know we should be wrapping this book up real soon because it was a short book.
Mm-mm, go ahead. You recap, baby. I'm just taking notes.
So in chapter 20, we started to talk about Josh. He went back to the farmer. He had an opportunity to speak with the farmer. And, again, we're just recapping. I'm not going to go over the entire story until we're ready to open up that chapter.
I just wanted to, before you move on, the one part I to kind of recap when it talks about how we, you know, and you brought this out real well. This is the part that your phone went out that I thought was so good last Friday. How God's perfect timing. Where she talks about, what Josh talks about, there's a time and a season for everything. There's a time for action. There's a time for rest. There's a time for events to happen. And delays in life happen for a reason.
Yes,
humans, people, we don't like delays, but they are essential for humans' preparation and growth. You see, during delays, you get to reflect, to learn, improve, and allow people, circumstances, and events to line up. And in God's perfect timing, everything happens the way it's supposed to. You see, there's a process that you are meant to go through in order to be shaped and prepared for your future, and delays and challenges are just a part of that process. See, it's a process that you can't rush, and rushing only creates stress that prevents you from seeing and following the signs that will lead you right on your path. Rushing causes you to take on opportunities that you really prepare for, ultimately leading to failure. It's best to slow down and just follow the process and let life shape you, because this prepares you for the future and then allows you to enjoy the very present of life. And I just wanted to recap that before you went into chapter 20, because you did so eloquently. Then I thought that was just such a beautiful point you brought out last week.
Yes. And I forgot, that is where my phone did drop out at, because I was like, I remember covering it, so I didn't want to jump back into it again. So... but yes, God's perfect timing. I mean, Lord have mercy, you shook me to my core even listening to it again.
Yeah.
Somebody speaking at the same time? I don't know. So yeah, I definitely did want that to be recapped as well. But into chapter 20, he went on to continue to say that it had been 2 weeks since Josh and Dharma had visited the farm, and it had felt like a lifetime. So they actually went back to the farm. And during this time, the farmer asked him, had he actually found his purpose? And Josh, you know, he said no. And he decided to plant the seed where you had gave me. But he said, oh, I'm messing all that up. Sorry, I shouldn't just jump in like that. Let me just stick with my recap because that's not what I planned on doing. Okay, so basically what he ended up doing is he went back talking to the farmer, and he was talking to him about planting his seed and discovering his purpose. But one of the points that the farmer brought out that I thought was very, very critical for myself and maybe for someone else is it takes time for your purpose to unfold. Even though we learn from the past, we cannot plant our seeds there, Janine. And I think that was really, really, really vital and important. And why it stood out for me this morning as a recap as well is just to remind everyone, even though we are in Mercury and Mars retrograde, which means we are going to do a lot of reflective time until right around May 22nd because of the planetary shift right now. It is critical that even though we are doing a lot of reflection right now on our past, that we're not looking to plant our seeds there. That's not the purpose of it. It's reflection for us to grow, the opportunity to grow. So that's just a sidebar I just really wanted to minister and just put out there.
because I know that, you know, it is going to be a very reflective weekend, and us talking about this could stir up some things for someone, so I just want to be very conscious of that. But it's not about planting a seed. The whole point of it is planting you. So that's what it involves. Go ahead.
I want to reiterate what you're saying when you said, you're not saying don't plant your seed in the past. What she's saying, don't get stuck. You know,
yes.
So many of us get stuck and hold on to everything that happened in the past. We rewind the past. We stay in the past. And the past is only the past to bring us the lessons to connect the dots to our future and not get stuck there. And so many of us get stuck in 1965 when such and such did, woo, 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 woo. And like we did that forgiveness thing today, let it go and just let the lessons of the past be the lessons and the blessings of our future. Let's get in present and just enjoy what's going on in our life now. Allow our past to be the blessings of our future of today, this right now moment. So don't get stuck in that past. That's what she's saying. Don't get stuck. Create your new today in this right now moment. So I just want to just reiterate that point that you were saying, don't get stuck. And I thought it was interesting that the farmer had noticed that he wasn't afraid anymore. When Josh actually went to the maze this time, he was so confident. He wasn't even afraid to get lost in there because he understood, and I'm just kind of paraphrasing the idea, that the universe was always showing him the direction. He knew no matter which way he turned, he knew that the universe would direct him and guide him. He wasn't afraid to get lost. He wasn't afraid anymore. He walked in the maze in the process of the unknown with confidence. And that's what faith is. It's confidently moving through the space when you're in that process of unknown. You don't know how you're going to pay a bill. You don't know where your next meal is going to come from. You don't know nothing, but you do know that the universe got you. And you do know that when you're down to something, God is always up to something. And you know that with confidence, even if you don't know where. You know God got you. You know the universe got you. You know the universe is friendly to your desires. So you don't concern yourself. And I thought that was a really good point they brought out, that this time, when he went in the maze, he was not afraid. Sometimes we get in the maze of life. And sometimes, I remember when I used to be afraid in the maze. Now, come on, it can be the biggest enigma it is. And I know that the universe is pushing me to a greater version of myself, no matter what. Mm. And that's what Chassie really said when she said, don't get stuck in the past. Know that the universe is always pushing us to the best version of ourselves. Know that the universe is always calling us higher, and that the universe is always saying to us that we are magnificent and great. And that's what I want you to bring out of you. That's what the universe is saying when we go through these situations. It just wants us to be better. It's just calling us higher. It's just calling us to a better space. But go ahead, Chas. I just want to thank you for that point. That was a powerful point.
Yes, 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 yes. It is absolutely just that fire. It really is just that fire. And I'm so glad that you just honed in just a little bit more. And that's the beauty of, you know, partnership. And that's all talking and having a discussion is making sure that it's absolutely clear what the message really is and what we all gather from it. So I love that, Janine. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
So now on to our current place where we are going to begin today and really dive in. And this is the purpose process. So I was excited about this because, I mean, this is really the whole point of the book. So what we end up talking about here in the purpose process is actually understanding the stages of purpose. Because as the farmer concluded in the last chapter, is there are four stages to purpose. There are four stages. And what the farmer ended up talking to Josh about was, he said, you've already been through the first stage. It is a stage that lasts until a person decides to plant his or her seed. It is the stage of preparation. The preparation stage includes your birth, the family you were born in, your weaknesses, your strengths, gifts, passions, and the place you were born. and experiences, challenges, and the lessons you've learned throughout your life that prepare you to be planted. It is this stage that makes you unique and provides you with the characteristics that determine what you will grow into and become. During this stage, you will likely experience adversity of some kind that prepares you for your calling. I just want to reiterate that during this stage, the first stage, our preparation stage, we all are likely to experience some adversity of some kind that prepares you for your calling. Just as you cannot know what light is, excuse me, without experiencing the darkness, how can you know the joy of living your purpose without the experience of struggling to find it? Janine, that just blessed me, that blessed me, that blessed me when he said that. But I'm going to continue on because I want to at least get to point two, and then we can open up and start talking from there. And then the farmer moved on talking to him, and he reached out and he grabbed some dirt and he cupped it in the palm of his hand and he showed it to Josh. Adversity for some people features a time of drought. Drought might include a time when ideas, money, good fortune, contact, and success dry up. It might include a job loss or the death of a loved one or a personal illness. It might include a time of great uncertainty and fear. During such times, you feel like you are in a desert, isolated from the prosperity, health, success of the world, thirsty and hungry for something to sustain you, but hopeless and despairing because you are stuck in the sand and wondering how you are going to get through this. My God. However, when you progress to the other stages of purpose, you look back at the preparation stage of your life and you realize it was the drought that made you the person you are today. And I just want to reiterate that. When you progress to the other stages of your purpose and you look back at the preparation stage of your life, you realize it was the drought that made you the person you are today. Your greatest challenge likely served you as the preparation to help you live and share your greatest purpose, and the worst event of your life prepared you for the greatest assignment of your life.
Come on now, you preaching that. Come on, this book, bless my soul.
My God. I just love this. Because so many times, Janine, and you talk about it again and again and again on the call, we can get so stuck in other places. We get so stuck. But once we are able to really look at it, that it is preparing us for truly our calling and truly our purpose in life, we can look at our adversities or our supposed drought for what it is, just a time of preparation, because truly that's what it is. Josh went on to say, I couldn't agree more. During the past year, everything dried up. My ideas, passion, success, it all came to a halt. I know it wasn't a severe drought, but the last year has definitely been dry. Droughts are droughts. Some are less severe and shorter in duration than others, but they all lead you to a different place. Where did your drought lead you? Is what the farmer asked. Josh answered, it led me to you. It led me to search for my purpose. It led me to my past and the decision to plant the seed at my current job. And by planting yourself in your job, where do you hope it will lead? Josh said, honestly, I'm hoping it will lead me to feel more passionate and purposeful about work. And if my bigger purpose can find me as a result, then that will be the ultimate gift. That will be the ultimate gift. So before we move on to the second stage of purpose, I just wanted to open it up for anyone else who just wanted to really chime in on this part of the book and how it blessed you. I know we all have powerful stories, but for the sake of time, family, we really want to stick to just the purpose process and adding to what we all read here collectively so we can get ready to move forward through this book, because I know we have a great book coming up as well. I guess you press star 6 and I guess 1. Hey, good morning. Did we hear somebody? Or is...
Yeah, it's some. I think it's your mom. I think it's your mom.
Your phone is breaking up. Is that my mom?
Mm-hmm. Good morning. Her phone breaking up.
Oh, no. Yeah, my mama is loving this book, so I'm sorry, Mommy, we can't hear you. You probably got a, you got Verizon, I don't know what's going on.
Maybe she may need to hang up and dial back in.
Dial back in.
Sometimes, you know, you have a bad connection. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yes, God, I've been there. I was there yesterday, right, or last week.
Well, I'll tell you, that
sorry,
part
Mom,
is
we can't hear. Yeah.
Powerful, powerful, powerful.
Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Oh, there she
hey,
is. Go, Mommy. Go, Mommy.
Finally got in.
Yes, God.
Blessed me so much in so many ways. The purpose process. Oh, my God. Mm. When you watch someone else go through their purpose, you cannot help them. Mm. It can be so painful. If you've ever watched anyone go through a birth, and they're calling, and they're calling, and they're calling. That is their drought. I mean, they are in so much pain. You cannot help them through that process. But, oh, joy comes on the other side. And I just wanted to kind of meditate on that process this morning, because in that drought, it seems like you have lost everything. I mean, you are screaming, God, please.
Mm.
And then as a mother, when you watch your child go through that process, mm. you can't help them, and they're calling out to you, Mommy, please. Because, see, I've watched my daughter go through birth with my granddaughter. I've watched my daughter go through the process of trying to birth and go through her stages of building herself and her business. I can't help her. But, oh, boy, she understands now. She got it. She understands that there's joy on the other side of that. She just got to get through that first stage. Chastity, be encouraged. Even though I can't help, I hear, I feel, I pray. So on that note, I'm just going to move on. But I've enjoyed this book so much. And I think about my process. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. To get to where I am in life, you're going to go through some things. And it builds character. And that's what we have to remember, that in the end, we win. In the end, we win. But we can't see that in the process. So Josh was in the first stage. And I'm going to move on, because this touched me in a personal way, even in my job, being able to appreciate and serve and all of that. So on that, I'm just going to pass and not take up any more time. Be blessed. Mm-hmm. Love Journey family.
Thank you, Miss Wells.
I love you. Ah, so, my God, yes, and that really is the whole point of the process, to help us grow. Yes, it definitely is. So I wanted us to be able to touch real quick, because we are at the top of the hour. Time be flying past, right? Good Lord, we already in May. We at the top of the hour. Time be gone. It don't play no more. All right. So they continued on with their conversation. The farmer was talking to Josh, and he said, I'm glad that you see that, you said that, because you're about to enter the second stage of purpose, which is the planting stage.
Yes.
The preparation stage prepares you for the planting stage. It helps you find the right place to plant. It prepares you to be planted. It often presents a defining moment that prompts you to decide where to be planted. Did you have a defining moment? The farmer asked. I did. I met a man on a plane who told me about a story about his life, and I knew it was a sign to guide me in my life. There go that word, sign again. So I think that's awesome for us always just to keep looking for signs and praying for them. Yes, I love the way signs have a way of connecting people on your journeys and providing direction for both. For you, the defining moment was a conversation. For others, it might be a crisis, an illness, a moment of prayer, advice from a friend or stranger, a positive feeling, a conviction in your heart, or a sign that lets every cell in your body know what you are supposed to do. Regardless of what that defining moment is, it is a moment when you decide to plant yourself where you are.
Mm.
It's that moment. It's that moment. During the planting stage, you realize it's not about what others want you to be. My God. It's not even about what you yourself want to be.
Mm.
It is about what you were created to be.
Let them tears flow, girl. Go ahead. Let them flow. Go ahead. Don't be trying to hold them tears back. It's all right.
Bless
cry.
Me. This book blessed me on so many levels. Oh, God.
Go ahead. Let them tears out and get it out because that's how God is. You see, when we were created to be something magnificent. It's not what we want. It's not what somebody else even wants for us. Girl, you're doing it. Go ahead. You is doing it, girl. You are doing it.
I love you, Jimmy. Rock. So,
I love you right back, honey.
So, you see, Josh, the seed must surrender its own vision and desires as it is placed in the ground.
Mm. We had wait before we must surrender. Get that out again. You have to get that out. We must surrender.
Surrender
our own vision
and desire as it's placed in the ground.
Mm.
It must die to itself so it can give life to something greater. Something that will rise up from the ground and grow beyond its humble origin. Whether you work for a company, a hospital, or a school, whether you're an entrepreneur, an athlete, an artist, a singer, a stay-at-home parent, whatever role you have in life, you decide yourself where you are, and you decide to become all you can be in the service of others. Once you plant yourself, you then proceed to the next stage, which has yet to play out for you. It will be an exciting and challenging journey for you, but through all of the ups and downs, I want you to remember it's part of the third stage of purpose, which is the growth stage. So
we got to let that marinate. I'm going to put a song on for that one. We're going to marinate on that one. Because, see, God is calling somebody higher today. You see, God is calling somebody higher. This was meant for you today. If you're on this line, this call was meant for you. God is calling you higher. And it doesn't matter what stage of birth you're in right now. You might be in a drought. You might be in the planting stage. You might be in a harvest. But wherever you are, God is calling you higher. And I want you to just marinate. God is calling you higher today. But will you still say yes? Will you still say yes no matter what?
Will your spirit still say yes?
You see, can't say yes even in that drought when you don't know how. Because there's more God is calling you into being. There's more He's requiring of you. Will your heart and your soul still say yes? Even when you got to get past that internal conversation, will you still say yes?
Now will your heart and soul say yes?
You see, God has a vision, and it's more than we can ever think, ask, or imagine for us.
Will your spirit still
say yes? You see, Oprah only dreamed of six trees. She had 3,686 trees. I tell you, God's vision.
is bigger for us than our own vision. Will you still take this stuff?
Would your heart
say yes? Will your heart say yes, even in that drought? Even when you can't see how?
Now will your heart and soul say yes? Yes, yes. Will your spirit still say yes?
I just want you to marinate on that right now, in this right now moment.
There is more than I
surrender to that vision. It's bigger than you. It's bigger than what somebody else thought you should be.
Will your heart and soul
say yes? All right. I just wanted to let you marinate on that thought. And I know we're at the top of the hour, so I know you want to finish out. But I just want you to marinate on that vision of what God has for you. And you may not even know what it is. But trust me, what God has for us is bigger than we can ever think, ask, or imagine. Ephesians 3:20 tells us that. I tell you, Oprah only dreamed that she would have a house with 6 trees. But she got a house with 3,686 trees. Tyler Perry just wanted to do his play. He never thought he owned his own playhouse. I tell you what God got for you. He'll take your piece and make a masterpiece. He'll take your ordinary and make an extraordinary. He'll take your test and make a testimony and your mess and make a message. It's bigger than you today. God is calling you higher. Trust me. I'm turning back over to you.
Oh, my God. So, that is my last one for today, but I'm going to leave us with the financial tip of the week, family. Protecting our future with long-term care insurance. I will post these stats also later on Facebook and also on the Love Journey family. But long-term care is something that's very important for us to have for our families. The odds of needing long-term care is actually greater than 50%. Over 80% of all long-term care is outside of the nursing home. So a lot of times I listen to people, they'll say they don't need it, they're not going to be in a nursing home, they don't want to go to a nursing home. And I just remind them, as long as you have the money to do it and you don't have to go through different government programs that will make you sell a lot of things off, my mother can attest to that, before you can get covered, you don't want to make yourself an indigent just to get it, but you can already have coverage. You can have coverage. You can have the money that come in the form of a check, and you can pay that out to your caregiver and stay in your home. 40% of the people needing long-term care are working age adults from the age of 18 to 64, and it's simple. It could be an accident that leads us to needing long-term care, family. Costs are projected to triple in the next 20 years. In the next 20 years. I know I'm going to still be alive. So we have, what about you? What do we do to really prepare ourselves for the needs of long-term care so we're not looking back in a crisis, family, and saying, oh, yeah, can I get it now? And you're already hurt. That's the wrong time to ask for long-term care. It's the wrong time to ask for insurance. A lot of different crises and things happen in our lives, just as we talked about in the book, to wake you up to that aha moment. Don't wait on your own personal crises. Learn from others' crises and reach out. We can just go over some things that possibly could help you and your family and just get the idea of it and understand what you can do to protect your family. So, if you need me, you have my contact number of 614-230-6600. Again, it's 614-230-6600. You are able to follow me on any social media platform at Chastity A. Wells, and it's just one T in my name, so you're able to actually find me. And also visit me on my website. I do have some more information there as well. And I'll post another blog up on long-term care so you can get some more information about it as well. But always just reach out, ask the questions. Don't wait until you have different scares. We just had a personal scare very close to my family this week where someone was reported, Janine, dead, right? And a lot of people panicked. Like, so many people close to me panicked and started calling and needing insurance and different things like that. But it took that crisis for people to be honest, and just get the help. I'm not doing this because I'm bored, or I told you I wanted to be a real estate mogul. So this is ultimately to really serve our people, the people that nobody really knocks on your door, and make sure that our people are covered. So I'm making sure you're covered. You have to reach out to me. I can't call everybody. So from my heart to yours, thank you for this opportunity to be able to share, protect your future, and answer any other questions. And I just thank you so much for this moment with the seed, Janine. Thank you.
Yes, yes. Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate you.
I appreciate this opportunity. Thank you.
Yes. All right. We're going to call Lindy. And Mama Joy, did you want to say something before I saw you come in?
Oh, wow. You know what? I apologize. No, I think I just forgot to put up the mute. That's what happened. I apologize.
Oh, okay. No apology. You know, I thought maybe you went in to ask something. You know, I always want to hear your wisdom.
Wow. Well, you know, as this was a very powerful lesson, I think as we're coming up Mother's Day and this next month of May, you know, when I'm from, it's always May is the month of mother. And my only thing is reflecting is that, you know, I too witnessed my daughter's giving birth, and being on the other end was quite different. So many have the idea of what it is to give birth, but it's something else when you're there and you actually see it being done. And another way of looking at it is you're planting life, and we're planting seeds, and I'm a seed. And so I just thank you for this reminding of our purpose, and that we're first teachers, and so let's do it consciously. Plant and teach and be a mother to each other. Be a mother to each other and know that every day we're planting, every day we're sowing. So do it consciously and know that you all are never separated from your purpose. So do it well and plant well. Love you. Thank you.
Love you too. All right. Thank you so much. All right, we're going. Thank you, Joy. All right, we're going to keep it moving with our beautiful Linda, Coach Linda Washington.
Good morning. I just wanted to thank Chastity for the financial tip today. Long-term care, that's on my list. A lot of times when we are looking in the future, we're not thinking about things like that. And I know that's on my list. I don't have it now because it's, a lot of times, you know, we think that it requires extra income to actually pay for something like that. I realize that that's a part of the staple. It's an actual basic that I should have.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm just grateful that you shared that tip today. That was very helpful. And one of the things I love about your tips is, like, it's, for me, it's like a building bridge. You know, I kind of put them in order. Okay, let me do this, let me do this, let me do this. And for me, that it just keeps me moving forward and checking those things off the list and making sure I'm creating a legacy for myself and my family. So thank you, Chastity. I appreciate that tip. All right, so we're going to move right into our prosperity affirmation. This is where we affirm what we know to be true. This is where we align ourselves with our purpose, and we allow ourselves to know what is already so. It's already true on the spiritual realm that we are wealthy, we are healthy, and we are prosperous people. We have to align our beliefs with that. We have to align our hearts with that, our DNA, our cells, our body, our energy, our vibration with that. And that's what this affirmation is about. As we do it every day, 7 times, Monday through Friday together, I encourage you to continue doing it on the weekends as well. I have it printed out and posted in my car, in my home, all around my home when I'm brushing my teeth, taking a shower, because it allows me to remember that no matter what I see, no matter what I'm experiencing, I can always come back to center, which is the truth. And this affirmation is the absolute truth, and we know it to be so. So if you're in an area where you can move around, where you can allow your body to feel the essence of movement, I encourage you to turn this affirmation into an incantation, and let's do it. Star 6, your phone. And on three, we're going to affirm together the truth. 1, 2, 3. God's wealth is circulating in my life. His wealth flows to me in avalanches of abundance. All my needs, desires, and goals are met
instantaneously by
infinite intelligence. For I
am one with God.
God is
everything.
God's wealth is circulating in my life. His wealth flows
to me in avalanches of abundance.
All of my desires and goals are met instantaneously
in my infinite intelligence.
For
I am one with God.
God is
everything.
God's
wealth is circulating in my life.
His wealth flows to me in avalanches of abundance.
All of my needs, desires, and goals are met instantaneously by infinite intelligence.
For
I am one with God, and God is everything.
God's wealth
is circulating in my life. His wealth flows to me in avalanches of abundance.
All of my
needs, desires, and goals are met instantaneously by infinite intelligence.
I am
one with God, and God is
everything.
God's wealth is circulating in my life.
His wealth
flows to me in avalanches of abundance. All my needs, desires, and goals are met instantaneously by infinite intelligence.
For I am
one with God is
everything.
Appreciate you. And back to you, Lady Love. Namaste.
And one love. All right. Any questions, comments, or concerns before we leave the call today?
I wanted to jump back in. Linda, thank you so much for reaffirming that information for me. I definitely did appreciate it. I couldn't figure out I was being goofy for a second. So thank you for that. Also, Janine. And Janine, also what I wanted to do, because we didn't have the opportunity last week, is to prepare everyone who's still on the line for our up-and-coming book, so they have the opportunity to start going online, purchasing the book, whatever you need to do to make it happen. Let me see. Hold on one second. I was getting a phone call. The book that we're going to next is Overcoming Under-Earning. It is a 5-step plan to a richer life. It is by, it's by Barbara Stanny. Stanny is Stanny. So the name of the book is Overcoming Under-Earning. It's a 5-step plan to a richer life. It's by Barbara Stanny. Once we finish The Seed, we are moving directly into that book. So I just wanted to give us the opportunity to put that information out there again, Janine. I could actually take a picture of it and send it over to you so you can, if you don't have it available right now.
What I'll do is I'll post it on Facebook and they can go
to
the link.
Facebook.
And go to the link through Amazon. And if they go through that link on Amazon, the proceeds from Amazon will come back to the Love Journey.
Yep. And I love that. So definitely use the link. Use the link, family. So, yeah, I think that would be awesome. So we can do it. So I just wanted to let everyone know, just so we can start preparing for it. Preparation is key. So thank you so much for the opportunity again.
Yes, yes. And this book is going to, woo. You're talking about build your relationship with money. It's funny because when I got this book, I was like, wow. It really, I got this book maybe about 3-4 years ago. Wow. It's a very introspective book. It's going to make, it's an in-your-face kind of book. The Seed book is really powerful in terms of looking at and how God and how the universe operates. But this is going to develop your thought process and get you intentional about what it is you want.
And promise, baby, if you ain't ready for this, you better derail your train right now, because this book, The Seed, is really preparing you. Because this book, baby, okay.
And Chastity and I just happened to talk about it one day. I was like, oh, yeah, I got that book. I read the book, and it took a while. She was like, oh, my God. We just had a long conversation. It was really a powerful conversation about our own perspective and what it did for us personally.
Yes, yes. And it's just practical things. And that's what I love about it. It's like you have the opportunity to go to so many seminars. I've been to workshops, seminars, this, that, and the other. But to have something that's going to be so practical for everyone on every level to really look at and guide yourself through, I think it's imperative that you really do get the book and not just listen to the conversation. That's why I wanted to say it today, because what it allowed for me to do, even in the process, yes, even though we're going through it again, hey, I may learn something even greater this time. It's to actually journal and really, really, really get the meat of everything. So I just want to encourage everyone to really visit the Love Journey Facebook page today. So once the lovely Janine posts the link so you could actually get it. Just give yourself the opportunity to have the book in your hand, write in the book, and just go through it. Even if you don't see yourself as a millionaire, that's fine. But don't you see yourself financially free? Aren't you tired of being strapped down with debt? Aren't you tired of not living on purpose? If not, then why are we even on the call together? It doesn't make sense for us to even say we're doing the work and we're not doing everything, family. So I just want to encourage everyone just to really get the book and to visit the Facebook page so you're able to order it through the link.
And what's powerful, Barbara Stanley is, if you know Dr. Christine Northrup, if you listen to Hay House Radio, you may know Dr. Christine Northrup. You may even know Kate Northrup. She is their money coach. And, baby, they have tremendously Trip at the Income after having Barbara Stanley in their life. This is a powerful book. You don't want to miss this opportunity to share in not just the conversation, but to share in your own conversation with your own personal self, and maybe even add some beautiful nuggets to our life by being very intentional in your own life with this book. So I'm with Chastity. Let's get the book. Don't just be a part of the conversation, but don't be a what they call, my granddaddy said there's only two kind of players. And I mean, two kind of people in the world. He said one is the players and the other people sit on the sideline and watch the players play. So don't sit on the sidelines. Be in the game. This book, I recommend that we all get in the game in this book. So I'm so excited about the Millionaire Mind Conversation Cafe, the direction we're taking, the conversation we're having. And I tell you, this has been a blessing in my life. The day God downloaded this into my spirit, I knew this was going to be something that changed our life. And I think this book is going to be another nugget to change in our lives. Thank you, Chastity.
Absolutely, absolutely. And that's why, Janine, you know, a lot of times people can listen in and, you know, wonder what you're going through in your life or whatever, but it's because I'm actually applying what we're talking about in my life. So even though I may have a business and even though I have, you know, reached goals and different things like that, it's like you still continue to grow and evolve as a woman, as a goddess, as from one level to another, Janine. So even like with yourself, you graduated from school, but there's still other greater feats that still have to be accomplished, right? So it's imperative that we do the work. So sometimes things can get really, really intense during that because you see it, you understand the life process is not from a position of looking at someone else's, you know, all the time, but also from us really being grounded and doing our work. So I just encourage everyone just to really, let's get ready to do it, because like Janine said, this really, really, really has been able to change all of our lives, if you allow it, if you allow it. And like Linda said, I can feel the vibrational shift on it, listening to everyone, and personally, even within my own family, people getting on the call, getting the books, my mom reading, is really a blessing in my own life. So just be present in your gifts, finding your purpose, doing the work that we're talking about, because you may be that very person on your job that other people will find the courage to stand up in who they are and allow God to shine brighter through them, or in your family, or anywhere, or even just for yourself. Let's just continue to shine, family. I just love this opportunity.
Yes. All right. Will you be posting anything about long-term care and anything on the Facebook page? And people can.
Oh, yes, ma'am. Yes, okay. I can do that now. I apologize. I just posted it to Facebook, but I'll share it over there. I'll do that.
Okay,
now.
And I'll put it on the main part of it, too. That, I think that was a powerful tip. I'm picking it back off what Linda said. I was thinking, wow, that is a very important process and thought process that we don't think about in our own lives. I mean, you know how we think about insurance, but to think about long-term care. So, yeah, I definitely want to read more into that. Thank you so much.
Absolutely, not a problem at all. The funny thing is, just a quick funny story, I remember talking to a group of bus drivers when I was in Columbus right before I moved out here. And I remember this one lady in particular because she was real pretty. She was a fly little bus driver. And her husband, she was like, well, I'm going to get it for my old man and blah, 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 blah. And I said, well, what about for you? And so she said, no, girl, I'm going to be all right, blah, 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 blah. And so it was so funny because I'm looking at how dressed she is, right, as a bus driver. Some of these people just had on jeans, whatever. Like, she flies. She had nails, diamonds, her hair done. So I said, okay. I said, so we're going to make sure he's taken care of and he get to stay home and chill with the remote, have something happen to your husband, you know, and that's fine, you being a good wife. I said, but here's the thing that I'm concerned about. I said, I'm looking at how fly you are, how good you smell. You're a pretty young lady. I said, so my concern for you, my sister, is you looking out for him, but who going to make sure you'll end up in a nursing home smelling like pee? Excuse me for being graphic, but that's what I said to her. She said, well, what you mean? Hold on. I said, you're going to make sure he had the money that he needs so he can stay at home and chill on his recliner with his remote. But then you may end up in a situation where you have to start selling your extra car, your house, whatever the case, and end up in a nursing home. And we already know, if you can't pay for the top-notch nursing home, the care may not be real good. We hear about it all the time, people with bed sores. You smell a nursing home. As you open the door, you want to be one of them? So, needless to say, he just gave everyone a different perspective how to look at it, you know, for all of us. And a lot of times, family, we don't need to have a separate policy in it. Many times we can build it into something that you're getting ready to have. So the only way that we find out is just by asking. So that's the whole point of it, is just to frame it up just so you at least ask the question and you're not in a situation where something happens and it never was presented. So.
Yes. All right. Thank you, Chastity.
Hey, ladies, this is Gardenia. I just want to say that Chastity, I mean, you are a wonderful person, but I want to roll it back to, because, you know, I work in human resources. The company that I work for has 82,000 employees, and it doesn't mean that you're older, because long-term care could be for someone that's young. I mean, I speak to people today that are under retirement age that don't have, they didn't elect a disability, and the resources, the money that they're getting, the 60% of whatever it is not enough to put them in a facility to take care of them. So, you know, getting something extra, like she says, you know, if you don't have the vehicles there for yourself, you go to those places that, you know, your family don't even want to come and visit because they're so bad. So that's just to add on that it's not an age, because I see it in my job. It's not an age thing. It's just having the tools in the box so if something does happen, whatever age you might be.
Absolutely. Thank you, Gardenia. Yeah, and that was what I said when we originally talked about it, that most of the people who actually end up using it are in the working age between 18 and 64. It can be accidents or any other things that prompt the care. So it's just really having a conversation of the family. What I realize is a lot of times, unless we are in a certain income bracket, people are not knocking on your doors, educating you about these things. And for the most part, we all come from families where these type of things are everyday conversation, where it's the dinner conversation, where it's the weekend conversation. So it's just having a conversation around it just so we continue to grow and expand our mind and our consciousness on the possibility. But thank you again.
All right. Thank you, Chastity. Any comments, concerns before we leave the conversation? All right. I just want to say thank you again. It was a beautiful conversation. I really even going to take away some nuggets today for myself. It was just so beautiful. Thank you, Chastity, for making it amazing. And each and every one of you, thank you for making today an amazing conversation. Thank you for tuning in to the Love Journey. And I want to tell you, have a great weekend. Now, I'm still like full from the conversation about purpose and the stages and droughts and just how good God is. I'm so grateful that God is amazing. You know, no matter where we are in this process, God is always, you know, up to something. No matter when we're down to nothing, God is always, the universe is always loving on her children, loving us. And that's what's the most amazing part. So I just want to remind you today, no matter where you are in this process of life, whether you're in a drought, whether you're planting your seeds, whether you've been prepared and you know your purpose, that it's all beautiful. Embrace it. So this is a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. It's so beautiful to be on this side, but it's beautiful. We have to find beauty in every stage of our life. And so I just want to remind you that I love you all. Let's have some fun. I'm going to play Maze, Happy Feelings, because that's how I feel right now. And I love the words. He said, I got my own self to remind me of love. And that's sometimes what we have to think about, too. I got my mind and my heart. Yes. I just want to tell you, I'm just so grateful. I had a great time yesterday. My life is beautiful. I'm so grateful to the universe. I'm just grateful. All right. So, and it wouldn't have been the same if I didn't have you all. Thank you so much. Happy feelings. Maze.
I wish you happy feelings.
wish them a happy season and remind you that you get to I wish for the next week. Have a great season. Reach me down again. Love you.